morning, Power Hour Nation. What a great day to be here. My name is Daniel Brickman, your honored host. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. First hour, we're going to have news with Uncle Kevin. Daniel Estlund's coming here. Obviously, this is, I don't know how you describe it, electric. I don't know what other word. There's an electric news cycle around this whole impeachment thing. We're very happy to have Daniel. He can speak better on Russia, Ukraine than just about anybody we can have. And not only that, his insight into this whole mess and what this really is going to be very important. I've been looking forward to having him on. I have bated breath. this morning.
Is that related to beta?
Oh, boy, I hope not. let's hope not. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to give us a call, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Really like your opinion on this. What are your feelings about this? Get on the phone. Call me right now if you're listening live. 11 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Central every day, especially right now. Let's get to the news. Good morning, Uncle Kevin, by the way.
I was waiting for that.
how are you today?
I'm absolutely great. We had a great day yesterday. Yes. Great day in America yesterday, and it's going to be another great day in America today.
Very good. I have been hesitant to get into this whole impeachment thing because it's ridiculous.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's on so many levels. It's so intellectually inconsistent. It's just Congress. It's just a show. It's a goat rodeo.
That's exactly right.
I've officially stolen that. It's a goat rodeo.
It's very good.
It's awesome. It's like a goat rodeo.
Yeah, first time I heard that, you really had a chuckle out of me. It's good.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But looking at it a little deeper, this is so much, it's even as big as an impeachment of a president is. This is so massive. And I'm looking at the periphery of this, and we're going to have to talk about it. Because, and really, all the subsets of it are what's important, not what they're showing you right in front. The subsets of this, okay, Trump in the press conference, and we're going to video from CNN. And we're going to go over this because you're going to start to get a picture of how this media works. And you've known for a long time, Project Blue Share, Democracy Matters from Blue Share. You remember that document with, was it Brock, George Soros funded Media Matters, all that. Mm-hmm. If you remember in that document, this is from 2016 after Trump won or came out, I think 2017 or late 2016. I don't remember. But in it, some group, Media Matters is involved with this. They lay out a plan of how they're going to take back media and how they're going to make sure that nothing like Trump ever happens again. And in that, they are openly talking about delisting, censoring, you know, people, making sure people are censored, making sure controlling this discussion, controlling the narrative, and using the lack of trust by the American people. They admit that the American people do not trust quote unquote mainstream media back then. I don't call it that. I don't think it is mainstream media. I think they've disconnected. It's corporate media.
Yeah, exactly.
So they, in this, you know, pretty lengthy dossier or whatever plan, it's a plan of action. That's what they call it. Plan of action, strategic plan of action. They know that America is not believing the corporate media anymore. We are at the death throes of this, and what you are seeing in this impeachment is it's not only a fight for just justice and fairness. I mean, whether you like Trump, don't like Trump, where you wear his watch and have his poster on his wall like Uncle Kevin, it doesn't matter. We have to have fairness on a situation like this when it comes to a president.
You have to have rule of law. Huge.
Yes. No matter what you feel, the way this is being engineered, you can see the hands of the deep state, and it's becoming more and more obvious. The moment here, this is the moment, unlike we've had in a long while. This is why I love Donald Trump. You know, I come on here and I'm very critical about certain things and what have you. I mean, you know that. When he does something good, I praise him. When mm-hmm. he does something, yeah. I'm very hard on him.
You're very fair.
Well, maybe not. I mean, I lean toward.
I'm a little bit lean the other way, a little bit more.
A little,
and you're a little more level-headed.
Well,
I
don't
that
know.
Way.
Here is where I am so 1,000% behind Trump. you know, the art of war, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Well, the enemy of the deep state, of this corporate media, whatever you want to call it, of the Democratic terrorist organization, Moloch worshiping party.
That was good yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, gosh.
The enemy of all of that, which I detest, not that I love the Republicans, please. Not that I love everything Trump says, no. Please. The enemy of all of that you are seeing right now, who is it? What is it? The desperation obviously has come to their minds.
Big. I don't know how those people, well, they're demons, so they can sleep anytime. A normal person couldn't sleep. I know I couldn't sleep well.
Vampires sleep just well.
they're just fine.
Vampires sleep just well. The, see, I lost my train of thought here. This is important. And America is on the edge of discovering just what this is all about. The deep state, they've realized, I believe, what this is showing. They've realized that they're not going to beat Trump at the ballot box.
No, they can't.
They've realized, they've seen the real polls, you know, black people are 20+%, maybe even 26, up to 25. 26%. Well, it's over 20% I've seen on the very credible polls. 20+% of blacks are for Trump. Some are even saying up to 35-40 of Hispanics are for Trump.
I've heard a little bit more.
If that's true,
lights out.
It's done. Oh. That tells me the way that they're acting that all of that is true.
Yes.
Daniel Esslin will get on here and we'll ask him point blank. I'm sure he'll talk about the banking financial system and this Federal Reserve system.
That's going to be really
of how desperate they are and how they want to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just start with this video. I wasn't quite sure how to start this thing today. There's so many pieces to this. I want to play this video. This is CNN. Now, if you haven't heard by now, Trump 2 days ago, erupted, use whatever word you want. That's the word CNN used, erupt. I mean, Trump went straight after this reporter who's asking him questions in a press conference with the leader of Finland. And I want you to listen how CNN, before they even say anything about Trump, just listen to these words. I'll probably stop. And this is Wolf Blitzer, how he's introduced the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. I want you to listen to this. And the reason I'm going on about this, because I had a conversation with Lowell Ponte. Lowell comes on.
Yeah,
Love Lowell.
Love him. Love him. Absolutely.
Love Lowell. He needs your prayers right now, too. He's dealing with some
health problems.
We don't want to get in there, but he just needs your prayers. Okay. Just pray for him if you would. He was talking about when he first started and, you know, Lowell has been a roving editor of Reader's Digest.
Yes.
He's been New York Times columnist. You know, he was able for a little while. I mean, he's been in high levels of journalism. And he was able to, this is in the 60s, I think, 60s, 70s. He was having dinner, lunch with somebody who's high level from the New York Times. And they were talking about the reporters and the government and politicians. And he told Lowell, I've never... Yet, besides Barry Goldwater, I don't know if I've ever met a politician who wouldn't sell their mother in 5 seconds to get, 5 more percentage points of power or power and money and everything in politics.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. And he also said that the reporters know exactly what's going on, but they always hold back information. I mean, this is common.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. They know all this. This is all a facade. The whole thing is coming down. The future is right now. They realize that they're losing grasp of their hold and they don't know where it is going to go. You don't know where, I don't know where it's going to go. I am telling you as I am sitting here that we are at the cusp of an ideological clash, and how this manifests, I do not know. But their power, their way of control, the way that they, the doublespeak, everything. You know, there's a great mass of people that are going to go, it doesn't matter what, as long as you put it on TV, they'll believe it. It doesn't matter. When you're talking 10, 20, 30% of people, 40, 50, what percentage of people believe that Epstein was really, really hung himself in his cell? You see what I'm saying? We're at the cusp of breaking hold of the spell that has been entrenched on us.
Yeah.
And the last gasp of it politically, the worst example, certainly not the only one, and Fox News is not immune. Please do not think I'm saying this partisan wise, because I'm not. I want you to listen to this as it leads up to the interview or to the press conference with Trump. This is CNN, Wolf Blitzer. Here we go. And I'll probably pause and stop.
More fast-moving developments in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, including an angry White House news conference.
Okay, angry. There you go. Angry White House. See, yeah. Watch how they characterize this in the words. Angry.
It's by the president. He went on a tirade against the impeachment inquiry.
Tirade against the impeachment inquiry. No, that's really not true. That's not the tirade. Okay, all these words are opinions. Angry and tirade. Tirade against the impeachment inquiry. That's not true.
Congressman Adam Schiff, who's driving it, and the whistleblower whose complaint launched it. Without any evidence, the president...
Stop.
Yeah.
Without any evidence about Adam Schiff. Well, just on its face, it's self-evident that what Schiff read was not a transcript.
Okay. Exactly.
So that's self-evident. So then where did it... So that's obvious, right? We don't even have to argue about that. The transcript with Trump... And that way, Adam Schiff read were two different things.
In front of Congress.
Okay, so he said, it's a tirade. He's angry. Yeah. He went off the rails against Adam Schiff without any evidence. Oh my gosh, poor Adam Schiff. This is unbelievable. What a victim. You know, I love
it.
See where this is going?
They frame everything before.
And this also tells me, right, exactly. They frame your mind.
Right.
How when you see it, you're already looking at it through a certain lens.
Exactly.
This is how this works.
Yep.
Okay. Let's continue on.
Accused Schiff, who's chairman of the Intelligence Committee of writing the...
Who's chairman of the Intelligence Committee. So you notice how they give authority. They give you comfort. Adam Schiff, you know, respectable man about town. The director of the Intelligence Community.
Complaint. Schiff's office has confirmed that the whistleblower sought guidance from a committee...
Sought guidance. He just sought guidance from intelligence. If he's a whistleblower, was he looking for guidance? Guidance? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Aid on filing of the complaint, but denies Schiff saw it in advance.
That's a lie right there.
Okay, how do they know?
Yeah.
How do they know? Did they ask Adam Schiff? You notice he said somebody in the committee. He didn't say Adam Schiff said that. How do they know? You know, that's hearsay. You want to talk about hearsay? That's hearsay.
Yeah.
So he's going to present this as fact. So they're telling Adam Schiff didn't see that. How do they know? You see how easy it is to frame this, ladies and gentlemen?
On Capitol Hill, what was deemed an urgent closed-door briefing to lawmakers.
An urgent closed-door meeting. They were panicking. It was urgent they had a closed-door meeting.
By the State Department's Inspector General has just finished. We're learning new information about the Ukraine-related documents he revealed. We'll talk about all the breaking news with two key lawmakers in the impeachment inquiry. Congressman Jamie Raskin, he was in the brief.
Okay, notice how they say the impeachment inquiry. Notice how they keep saying impeachment inquiry. There is no, can be no inquiry without a vote. You see how they're trying to legitimize this procedure without a vote. Now, they are backing up that they do not want a vote because they don't want accountability.
Nope, that's exactly
And they don't want, then the minority, the Republicans would also have subpoena power on this to have an inquiry.
Yep.
They don't want inquiry. This is not an inquiry, Wolf. You know that as well as the freaking glasses on your face, Wolf, you know that. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I get mad. This is why I absolutely detest CNN. I detest CNN. I hate them. Because I promise you, do you not think these words are chosen? Do you not think they've calculated
right
from
the
this?
CIA.
The CIA, they know how to mind control That's people, right. know how to get people to have a different response. Every one of these words and the way they're presenting to you and how he stands there and all of this is designed to set your frame and your mind as then you go. Notice they didn't lead with Trump's interview. You'll see. We're going to keep going.
Good.
And they're going to, they won't let Trump talk until they make sure they tell you what he said.
Exactly.
Briefing with the State Department Inspector General and Congressman Andre Carson of the Intelligence Committee. And our correspondents and analysts are also standing by. First, let's go straight to the White House scene of a...
Okay, they got the whole thing, the full court press. They're showing you don't see the video. They got this, the screen all divided up. We got our experts right here. We got this whole thing. We got this breaking news. Trump's off the rail. He's on a tirade. He's angry.
Like it's a natural emergency.
Yeah, the national emergency. Like it's Hurricane Katrina's here or something again.
Exactly.
And it's an inquiry. It's an impeachment inquiry. No, it's not, Wolf.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
You see how they are trying to legitimize and try to get the American people. This is the battle for the hearts and minds of America. Yeah. They understand. This is what I've been telling you. You know, a lot of things I'm wrong about my life. This thing, I am 1,000% correct. These people need your imagination and they need your will to do what they want to do. And if you do not give it to them, come hell or high water, they will not win. Okay, we'll continue.
Truly extraordinary off-the-rails news conference by President Trump.
Extraordinary. Off the rails.
Out of the ordinary.
Off the rails.
Yeah.
Trump just a little while ago. Our chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, is on
the... Oh, look who they got. Look who they got ready.
See for us, Jim, the president is clearly infuriated by this impeachment.
He is infuriated. He is off the rails. He is at a tirade. He's angry. Unsubstantiated claims against Schiff with no evidence of this impeachment inquiry.
That's right.
It's been probed.
Wolf, it looked like a meltdown in real time as President...
A meltdown in real time. Real time.
Yep.
Trump angrily denied any wrongdoing during his phone call with Ukraine's president. The president went after
angrily,
the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, accusing him without evidence.
Again, you notice they say, do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? I promise you they talk about this and they get it straight. We got to hit home without evidence. Yeah. We have to hit I promise you they have these points. That's the second time now both these people have said this. Well, I didn't listen to I guarantee the other people that had in this panel said the same thing. I promise you that's a talking point they want to hammer home. It is self-evident that Adam Schiff's version of this did not match the actual transcript. It is self-evident. That's evidence that he didn't have the transcript. Okay, whether he wrote it or not, that's another story. But that is evidence, certainly, that he might have. Who did? If he didn't, he won't admit who did. Then who did? Isn't that not evidence that he might have?
Many people said it was written by a lawyer.
Well, the other thing is, Trump's not saying that. Unless he's got good evidence that, the word is Schiff wrote that.
That's what we've heard. Yeah.
I mean, anyway, let's continue on with our buddy Jim Acosta, who, if you remember, Trump pointed at, said, you're fake
news.
That's
right.
You're rude.
Yeah, exactly.
Of helping write the whistleblower complaint. But the press conference then went off the rails when the press.
Off the rails. There's that again. Do you think they're choosing? Do you think these are just haphazard words they're choosing? Do you not think there's a teleprompter there? These people writing. You notice he's using the same words Wolf Blitzer just used.
Yep.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
Without evidence. Do you see this, ladies and gentlemen? This is the facade that is holding America hostage, but it's breaking.
The president was asked why he was talking about Joe Biden with the president of Ukraine. Sounding like
finally we get to the press conference.
Like a man backed into a corner.
Sounding like a man backed into a corner. Sounds like an episode of Twilight Zone or something.
Yeah. Superman.
Superman. Yeah. Lois Lane was backed into a corner and then the building is about to collapse.
Superman had to come along and save her.
President railed against the whistleblower whose complaint about Mr. Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine's.
Notice how they frame all this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we've now 2 minutes of this before we ever hear one word from Trump.
Yeah, they're programming you.
They've programmed you how to take this. For 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes. They've programmed you. Trump is angry. He's off the rails. No, without evidence. He's out of control.
Yeah.
Sparked the impeachment inquiry.
And if you look at this.
Did you see that last word? The last word he says before Trump says. What's the word? What does he say? What's the word he just said? This impeachment inquiry. There is no impeachment inquiry by law. By law. There is. They said, how many times? That's got to be the fourth time that between him and Wolf Blitzer they've said that.
Oh, yeah.
At least third that I've counted on my hand. They probably missed one. At least one. So, you see? You see what they've just done to you? Trump is off the rails. There's no evidence for Trump to make that accusation about the whistle. They know that Schiff going up and reading that is going to turn into a big deal. They know that. They know the fact that the inquiry has been no vote. That's going to be a big deal. So what are they hitting home? Those two things. Please, for the love of God, if you're a new listener, this is why you're here. Because you want the truth. You know something's wrong. You're tired of what's going on TV. And if you're a long-time listener, you're probably like, shut up, Daniel, and just let Trump talk. Okay, here
move
I go.
Move on.
Yeah, move on. Here we go.
Whistleblowers, which I have a lot of respect for whistleblowers, but only when they're real. His report of the phone call was totally different than the fact.
The president seized on a report in the New York Times that the whistleblower sought guidance from the House Intelligence Committee on how to file a complaint.
Okay, now, again, we're almost to the break, but this is so important. I want to show you this. What did Trump just say? He says, I like whistleblowers, but the report that Schiff gave was completely different than the actual transcript.
Right.
And what's the very next word out of Jim Acosta's mouth overdubbing over the thing? They've let Trump speak for about 15 seconds, and then he's overspeaking. What's the very next word? This is the idea. Well, we're just reporting the news. Nobody is just reporting the news. I am not just reporting the news. I am biased. My uncle's biased. Everybody has a point of view. Everybody has an agenda. Everybody has something they're trying to get across, or they believe that they're trying to get across to you. Everybody does. Everybody has a built-in bias when they are quote-unquote reporting the news. I certainly do. I'd readily admit it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says that. So the very next thing, if he is a reporter, would he not say something like, reporters are finding this very troubling that Schiff's version of this is completely different than the transcript.
Match.
There's a complete difference in the transcripts. This is something that needs to be looked at. This is something we need to look at further. Yep.
That'd be reporting.
That's reporting.
Yes.
Mr. Trump then accused the committee's chairman, Adam Schiff, of helping...
See, he doesn't even acknowledge that. Doesn't even acknowledge. He accused him.
Write the complaint, a charge he leveled with zero evidence.
Okay, third time.
Yeah?
Third time. With zero evidence. He just said that the two things are completely different. He's head of the intelligence committee. The whistleblower sought quote-unquote guidance, supposedly, from the intelligence committee. You start to put this together. Maybe Adam Schiff wrote it.
Yeah.
I mean, just logic will tell you that, and you know Trump's got some information. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
You know, the other thing that this tells me, looking at all this, is that expect anything. Expect anything. Yeah. I mean, from buildings blowing up to lies coming out to shoot to anything. Expect anything. And you're going to see a potpourri of documents or accusations or whatever come up. And I wouldn't bet a dollar. I wouldn't bet your dollar that any of them are true.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they aren't or will or won't. I'm just saying I would not bet that they would or wouldn't
keep your eyes open.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Ladies and gentlemen, independent media, independent thought, shows like this, they're extremely important. They're also the breaking the back of this. The massive media attention, the massive money, the massive engineering, intelligence community that's behind somebody like CNN, the report that we are listening to. We're going to finish this quickly. I won't stop it every second. But we're up against this. Not only we are up against it, you are up against it, and you are changing it, and you, this audience, are changing this dynamic so that their back is being broken, and they realize they're losing hold. Now, what does that mean? Well, a cornered rat, or a cornered raccoon, or whatever, what do? A hurt animal in a corner, right. That's what's going to happen. We are not, meaning we, Americans, the world, you'll see, you know, some of the stories that we'll go over. There's unrest all in the world. The world is not going along with this quote unquote globalist plan.
No.
They're not. Whatever you want to call it, this hive social engineering, Chinese social credit score experiment. They're not going along with this.
Ain't doing it.
And so expect anything.
Even assassination.
Yeah, attempts. You know what happens when a control freak, when you break their paradigm?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Power Mall, we got great specials. I'll list more of them the next hour. You have supported us. You have been there for us, and I thank you. And the purchases, the donations have been up and whatever. We need it. We need these things. And so please consider, especially with the holidays coming up, Christmas, I'll tell you, start telling you now, December, we usually get killed because, you know, people worried about Christmas and all that. Look, I get it. You're not listening. You're not buying. Well, our bills come whether it's Christmas or not, whether it's Christmas or not. So if you're going to give a gift, think about giving a gift to the Power Mall. Just make a donation. Just make a small, just give a donation to the Power Mall or something, or buy something from the Power Mall and give as a gift, something Stocking stuffers, deodorant, great stocking, stocking stuffers. Anyway, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Let's get back to this, and we do have a bunch of news we'll hit really quick. But I wanted you to hear the end of this so you understand even deeper. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, do not think these words were just randomly chosen and the way they do this. This is serious, serious mind control social engineering.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay? That's what the word is.
See, that's what he said. He probably helped write. He didn't say he did.
Right.
He said he probably helped write it. That's what the word is. Okay, logical person would probably say that. You put all those things together.
And I think it's, I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out.
The president then defended his calls for Schiff to be investigated for treason, still fuming days after the chairman mocked Mr. Trump's.
Fuming. Mocked.
And mocked.
His phone call with the Ukrainian leader.
Because of the fact that he's lying about the president of the United States and as to what the president says. You know, I believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius. Okay? I watch my.
You see how they just set that up? I mean, they could have picked anything to put from that interview, and they put that specifically because they've already set him up as crazy, and they're trying to elicit the response out of you. You're supposed to laugh at that, and you're supposed to poo-poo that, and you're supposed to, that him saying that, because they've prepared your mind so that when you hear him say that, you almost laugh. You know, it almost proves what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm telling you, this is big time.
My words very, very closely. And to have somebody get up and to totally fabricate a conversation that I had with another leader and make it sound so bad. It was so evil.
When asked why he raised the issue of former Vice President Joe Biden.
Okay. That is the major issue of this conversation, of this press conference. That is the major issue. Why in the world did the Intelligence Committee, one of the chairmen, get up in front of Congress in the world and tell a narrative about this Ukrainian conversation that didn't exist and that was made it look so bad? That is the question. You want to talk about reporting? You want to talk about fairness? That is the question. Acosta doesn't even acknowledge it.
Doesn't even.
So if they don't acknowledge it doesn't exist, Trump's off the rails. Yeah. Trump's a calculated genius.
Doesn't even mention his investigation, investigating corruption. Doesn't even.
During the call, Mr. Trump then misstated what happened, insisting it was the Ukrainian president who first brought it up. But that's not true. It was the president who.
So he's going to point out something that's true or not true. He's had, you know, 4 minutes of this video to talk about Schiff or not Schiff or whatever, you know, and that's what he wants to bring up. Then he's getting you on the minutia. So that now he's off the rails. Now he lied. Now he's not credible. He's throwing out crazy accusations.
Who did that?
If you look at what he said, okay, and he brought it up. I think he brought up the name Rudy Giuliani. What I want is the following, and I've said this loud and clear. We have our ambassadors here.
He's pointing to everybody in the audience. Mm-hmm.
Why are we the only ones that give the big money to the Ukraine?
The president was then pressed by other reporters in the room about Biden.
What did you want about Biden? What did you want him to look into on Biden?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing.
At that point, the president was blowing his top.
Okay, they cut him off.
Yeah.
I'm going to end it there. I'm not going to. He said he blew his top.
Right.
The president's blowing. I'm not going to go into the rest of this. He cut him off from what he said.
Right.
He said, you know it, and all of you know it.
Pointing at
all the reporters.
Right.
And I allude back to the conversation I had with Lowell Ponte last night. These reporters know this, ladies and gentlemen. They know it very, very well. And the whole story, two things from this news conference, if you're, you know, I think I'm a fairly level-headed, or can be.
Can be.
When I want to be a fairly level-headed and intelligent person at times. The story from this news conference is him accusing Hunter and Joe Biden of being crooked to all the world.
Yeah.
And the fact that why is Adam Schiff's representation of the phone call so different from what actually occurred?
Correct.
Those are the two things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, Jim Acosta did not address those
not
directly.
One.
Not, in, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Trump's off the rails. Trump's a lunatic. They cut off the point they made because now I'll tell you this also, ladies and gentlemen, so you know, so you understand this. This is a big facade that they are controlling or trying to control to capture your imagination. 2 days ago when this happened, when I tried to look up like short clips of this on YouTube, tried to find the, you know, press conference with Finland, blah, 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 you know, Trump erupts, you know, all this at a news conference, da, da, da. The first thing that would come up, the only thing I could get to come up, the only thing I could get to come up was a CNN video on YouTube. I'm telling you, I promise you.
I believe you.
I promise you. I couldn't get anything else. I couldn't get the
censorship is unreal.
That's what came up. I am telling you. See, this is exactly like Trump accusing Schiff, right? Because you know he doesn't really know. He's just kind of words right. And putting all together. I am telling you the same way. I'm putting all this together. Do you think any of that is an accident?
No.
No. No. Do you think it's an accident? Only, you know, now there's some other things you can find 2 days later. But that day, the first thing at the top that always comes up,
yep.
The only thing I could find mm-hmm. was this CNN report. This
that,
is why.
That makes him look like an idiot, crazy, before he's even talked.
Right. And the big talking points of all this are Schiff's different description of the phone call.
That right.
And Joe Biden's corruption. These are two massive stories. Massive. These are the two major issues. And the fact that there is no inquiry. There is no inquiry yet.
No.
There's a witch hunt.
There's a witch hunt.
They've been going on that. You know, if this is inquiry, well, they've been doing inquiry ever since he was elected.
Yes.
So I wanted to go over that so that you kind of could have a sense of what we are facing and why this show is important. It shows like, and why you are important because they want your imagination. Don't fall for this. And I'm telling you, I believe very strongly, take it for what it's worth, that anything is possible right here in the future.
Anything
is on the
anything.
Table. Anything and everything is on the table. Anything.
And that new Joker movie, be careful if you go to see it because they're predicting I'm not going
to
go see it because they're predicting a lot of shootings after it.
Let's pump through this news as fast as we can. There's a lot of news stories. Pelosi defends Schiff after being pressed about his quote unquote parody. She calls it a parody now.
Oh.
It's not a quote. It's a parody.
I call it lying in front of Congress.
That's from Fox. She calls it a parody.
Yeah.
And she says there's not going to be a vote. There's no timetable for. Or she says there's no timetable from a vote. Then she says he did not make it up. Well, my question to you, Nancy, is how do you know?
Yeah.
See, this is the interview with Stephanopoulos. My very next question: how do you know, Nancy?
Yeah. Exactly.
But did he get it from somebody? Who gave it to him? That's the very next question. Do you think he would ask that? No. Trump administration used potential meeting to pressure Ukraine on Biden, text indicate. So now there's a story out of the Wall Street Journal. Again, anonymous sources. We don't know. I'm telling you, it's 50-50. You can flip a coin whether there's any accuracy in this report or mm-hmm. not. No idea. I have no idea. We'll see. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But Wall Street Journal is reporting that the president called on China to investigate former vice president and his son with texts. Still can't even talk. Texts.
Okay.
I find it hard to believe the president would be putting texts out that are damning to him. He's not stupid.
No, he is not.
Ukraine to review criminal case of firm link to Biden's son from the Wall Street Journal. So Ukraine is going to start investigating
Biden's
son.
That's what I heard.
Not only did Biden... Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener, we went over this the other day. If you just haven't heard us for a while, this is very key. These are facts. You want facts? I will give you some facts. Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, with very little to zero. I'm being generous by saying little. Zero experience in the oil and gas and resources field. Burisma, the biggest in Ukraine. He's put on the board of directors on it. For what? You tell me. We're still looking for an answer.
Access to his father, Joe.
Well, that's, I mean, logic would just say, just any,
well,
pretty self-evident.
I just threw that in there.
Well, you're off the rails. What are you, off the rails? What are you angry? Are you on a tirade?
Yeah.
You see how they try to discredit the facts in that CNN piece? So that's a fact. $50,000 a month conservative that he was getting as a salary. He was on the board. Joe Biden pushed through a $1.8 billion loan guarantee for Ukraine. It went to a bank owned by the same person who was head of the board of directors of Burisma.
Correct.
In that bank, out of that $1.8 billion, a billion of it disappeared almost immediately.
It did.
Fact. In China.
Nobody knows where it went.
Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew on Air Force Two to meet Chinese officials. Hunter Biden's then private equity firm got a $1.5 billion contract. Well, $1 billion, and it went up to, I think, went up to $1.5 billion private equity agreement.
With a B. Billion.
Billion with a B. B as in boy.
Yes.
This is stunning. This is Peter Schweitzer is reporting this. With the Chinese government. The Chinese communist government gave a $1.5 billion private equity agreement to Hunter Biden's small private equity firm.
So the next question is, what did Joe Biden have to give up for?
How did Hunter Biden procure that when J.P. Morgan couldn't get that kind of contract from communist China?
Mm-hmm.
Those are facts, ladies and gentlemen. Those are facts. Yeah. Do you think Acosta would report any of those? If you want to talk about just reporting the facts, give me a break. None of these places are reporting the facts. Fox News isn't either.
No.
Tlaib, Democrats looking into how to arrest Trump officials.
Well, they can look into it all they want. They ain't going to do it.
For what? For what? Bernie is still in the hospital. Let's
say a prayer for Bernie. As much as I don't like him, I don't like anybody to suffer.
I like Bernie. I don't like his policies trying to shove down my throat. But there's a lot of things I agree with Bernie. I agree with Bernie about a lot of pretense about the Wall Street and about the government's wasting a lot of money and the big corporations are taking over. Yeah, Bernie, I agree with you.
You know, we should send him some heart drops. Find out where the heck he's at and send him some heart drops.
You know, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Let's see if there's a way maybe to his campaign headquarters or something. We can send a letter or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe let's see if we can do that.
We don't want anybody ill.
No. Supreme Court to tackle gay rights. I hate that word. Why does gay have rights?
They don't.
Don't we have unalienable rights?
That's right. Everybody's got
them. Don't we have unalienable rights? So now gay has rights? So they have separate. Do they have separate rights? What? Gay rights, guns, abortion, and Trump. That's funny. The U.S. Supreme Court's new term opens next week with conservative majority in the position to take a more aggressive rightward turn on divisive issues. We'll see about that. The court has moved to the right since Trump took office. We'll likely see the court move further and faster in rightward direction, executive director of Georgetown Law says. They're due to tackle a large number of consequential cases than they did in the previous term, and they could end up with 5-4 rulings. Okay, this article says nothing. Gun rights. Okay, gun rights amended since the court has an argument scheduled for December 2nd in the first major gun rights case in decade, although the justices potentially could dismiss it because New York City law being challenged by gun rights advocates has been amended since the litigation began. So they're kicking the can down the road.
Again.
Boy, they know how to do this.
Boy, they sure
Let's go ahead.
Finalize it.
MGM agrees to pay Las Vegas shooting victims up to $800 million.
Yeah, and for what? They don't know. They haven't given any information out about it.
Yeah. Can we see a video?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like Epstein. Can we see a video?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't work. Oh, it did work, but it didn't come out.
Oh, there's two windows busted out? Oh.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, boy.
It's a ricochet. It ricocheted off the concrete. It ricocheted off the concrete.
Or 800 feet
away. It bounced back and put that window. How dare you ask it? What are you? Are you off the rails?
I am.
Are you in a tirade? See how this goes. See, I can make him look stupid when he says something that's factual. I can sit here. What are you, a conspiracy theory? How do you know? Were you there? What are you, upset? I bet you didn't even like that guy. You don't even like Vegas, do you?
No.
Well, no wonder you'd say something like that.
That's
ridiculous.
That.
I wouldn't listen to anything you say.
That's right.
You see? America spent more on taxes in 2008 than on food, clothing, and health care combined.
That's very disturbing. That's absolutely disturbing.
Very disturbing.
Too much.
And so that's another reason why people are upset. I mean, the founding fathers, you know, taxes without representation, pouring the tea bottom line moves people. There's two things in America that move people, money and taking of guns,
when
are emotional.
When you, When you have to choose between food and medicine, that's a big deal.
That's immoral. I mean, it's immoral that in this country of so it splits plenty. You know, I'm not a socialist, but that is immoral.
Absolutely. And the prices that the pharmaceuticals charge for their drugs is criminal.
Well, they don't work. If they work, that would even, you know, maybe we'd have a different discussion. Martial law unfolding in Iraq, 30 protests are shot, internet blackout, 24-hour curfews. I'm telling you, all over the world, I'm telling you. There's unrest all over the world.
Well, the sanctions on Iraq are crippling them.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam invokes emergency powers, announces face mask ban. They're scared of people having face masks running through the streets and throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's very difficult for the social credit score readers to work if you have a face mask
on. That's right, to find out who they are. That's why they wear them.
Government group pulls video after it stirs talk of designer babies from the Hill. According to the Associated Press, the government-funded group's now-deleted tweet reads, this is National Academy of Science, their deleted tweet said, dream of being stronger or smarter? Do you dream of having a top student or star athlete or a child free of inheritable diseases? Can human gene editing eventually make this and more possible? And they...
Ixnayed it.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are, what do you mean? What's going on here?
Yeah.
See, this is the transhumanism effort, not of us developing our connection to God and using, transpiring over our species and our generations. And, you know, they want to take over the birth process, the creative process. And next it'll be in a test tube, THX-1138, Robert Duvall.
And when you mess with the genes, when the offspring have genetic defects after that.
Well, that's what the GMO tomato does.
Yeah.
So you can't regrow
the same thing.
Yeah. So the GMO tomato can't regrow correctly.
Exactly. So you make a perfect child, but his offspring might be a monster.
Hacking a voting machine is getting easier. At a Fox News at the world's premier hackers convention, hacking a voter system was as easy as ever, according to the media reports.
Well, that 6-year-old or 8-year-old girl hacked one of them on
that's
the
comforting,
about 6 years.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's real good.
Suspended Virginia officer who turned undocumented immigrant officer over to ICE will return to duty. You remember that story?
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, sure.
The Virginia police officer pulled over an illegal alien.
Right.
And
he called ICE.
So he held them there till ICE got there.
Yeah,
ICE to deal with it.
Yeah,
so they suspended them.
Yeah, they did.
So they suspended. So they suspended the police. Do you see who these police officers, what they're enacting? And even if they do what's right, or they do what's lawful, or they, you know, you see what happens?
Yeah.
And whose agenda they're really... exercising. Puberty blocking drugs given to transgender kids have killed at least 6,370 of them, FDA report finds.
I didn't hear about that story.
They got away with pushing Ritalin on the kids at school. They got away with that. So now, we'll put transgender or we'll put puberty blocking. How in the world does somebody answer me this? How does a child know if this is real? Okay, which I'm not commenting because I'm not in people's head. How does a child know if they're a boy or a girl if they haven't even reached puberty?
Yeah. They don't.
How's that even possible?
It's crazy.
How's that even possible?
It's not.
Parmesan cheese consortium head calling for urgent EU intervention plan amid U.S. tariffs. So U.S. tariffs are hurting the Parmesan cheese, Italian cheese area.
Okay.
Just thought you should know.
Thank you.
Rothschilds want to help Saudi bin Laden group restructure debt. They want to do you a favor.
I was thinking the same thing.
The bin Laden group.
If you see a Rothschild coming, run.
Don't let them babysit your children.
Exactly.
Hey, would you like to come to this party at night in this castle and wear a weird mask? No, thank you.
No.
I will pass.
No, you want some help from a Rothschild? Pass.
Don't you shake their hand. You may catch something. A doctor who prescribed 500,000 doses of opioids is sent to prison for 40 years. Wow.
Excellent.
You talk about, you always want somebody in prison. Here's somebody who just went to prison. There you go. Well, they're getting the poor doctor. Why don't they get the company who pushed him and showed him how to prescribe all these things?
What's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good
sash. Bam.
Or you can say politicians.
Or politicians, yeah.
Asian ginseng found to be effective for treating MS, autoimmune disease. That's good to know. Food is freedom. How Washington's food subsidies have helped make Americans fat and sick. Okay, farm subsidies are perhaps the ultimate but secret third rail of American politics. Yeah, that's true. While that brings me, one of the quote-unquote officials says that, well, in this next thing, small farmers may not make it through. Well, that's comforting, isn't it?
Boy, ain't that comforting.
If you have a chance to get a greenhouse, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at one over here. You may want to do it. Victory, EFF wins access to license plate reader data to study how law enforcement uses the privacy invasive technology. There you go. The ACLU successfully sued L.A. Police Department for this Electronic Frontier Foundation, and the ACLU got access to this. So they're going to figure out how they're using this.
Okay, that's good.
How music therapy can help anxious children from Natural Blaze. According to NHS, as many as 1 in 8 children faces a mental health challenge, and musical therapy can help them. Paralyzed man walks again with brain-controlled exoskeleton. Here is the trade-off, and I'm worried to death. They have the technology to help sight, help, I can't walk, whatever, all these things, and they're going to offer it, which is fantastic, which I would take in a heartbeat if I couldn't see. I would love it. Yep. But then what does it come with? What control grid does it come with? What is the cost of it? Hepatitis A outbreaks flare up across the United States.
Hey, don't they give a hepatitis A shot to all the babies when they're born?
I think it's B.
Oh.
good thought, though. 26,000 cases. Long-term decline. State to mount aggressive vaccine. Causing states to mount aggressive vaccination programs.
Yeah, I don't believe a word they say. Those people.
Flash drought hits south as record heat continues.
Yeah, Nebraska, supposedly the ground is cracking. It's so dry.
Do you know what kudzu is? I know you know what kudzu is, but ladies and gentlemen, I grew up in Georgia. We know what kudzu is. That was a plant. They wanted to stop erosion, so they went to Japan and got this basic weed that grows up to a foot a day in the right conditions. Yeah. Well, it's taken over everywhere along the highway. Kudzu actually has a use now. Kudzu shows promise in treating type 2 diabetes. So maybe this will turn out to be a blessing.
I hope so.
Stay tuned. Daniel Estlund on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivore because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivore. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.